This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are big stretches of the rural economy in this country where towns and small cities are dealing with shrinking populations, and as a result of that, a general stagnation. A lot of farms and ranch towns, though, still love them some rodeo, either local amateurs or a full-blown professional event complete with bull riding and calf roping and barrel racing and all of that stuff. After a rough turn during the recession, rodeo continues to kind of stand in for a way to make a living in ranching. So for our series Way of Life, Mitchell Hartman went to the Chief Joseph Days Rodeo in Joseph, Oregon, out near the Idaho border.
If you want to have rodeo riders, you have to teach young people the ropes. Scott Burks has been doing that for decades. He's a team roper. That's an event where two riders work together to rope a steer. He's also a rodeo announcer, and he runs a rodeo Bible camp for teens. He says there's risk in this business, and not just from the big angry animals in the ring.
This is not a cheap sport. You have to go buy a $65,000 truck to pull, you know, $20,000 horse trailer. Then you have the horse flesh. An individual horse can cost you up to $120,000.
There are rodeo Bible camps like the one that Burks runs all over the country. And public prayer and the flag are front and center as the annual rodeo kicks off in the eastern Oregon town of Joseph.
There's one thing I'm quite sure. We're never, ever going to take prayer out of the rodeo arena. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we ask that you watch over each and every one of these cowboys and cowgirls as they compete.
And shortly after, the competition begins. Rural areas like far eastern Oregon have lost resource jobs in timber and ranching over the years. They don't have as many events coming to town as they used to, and the rodeo is a once-a-year celebration drawing families from hundreds of miles around. Terry Jones is the president of Chief Joseph Days. We met in the hospitality tent.
Rodeo business kind of has picked up. We seat about 4,500 people. We've actually seen a pretty good increase in our attendance over the last 7-8 years. We usually sell out on Saturday night.
According to data from the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, the business peaked in the 1990s. Then the number of rodeos and competitors nationwide went into a slow decline. But the rodeos that remain, like in Joseph, are holding their own, with attendance and prize money up. That's in part thanks to family ties to the sport. Whitney Knowles was in the stands next to the animal chutes with her 2-year-old daughter to see her husband compete. He's a steer wrestler, and he makes a living on the rodeo circuit with a little help on the ranch at home.
His dad was actually a very good saddle bronc rider, and then his mom, she ran barrels and everything as well. It's passed down generation to generation.
The rodeo also draws generations of the Nez Perce tribe here. They have a teepee encampment, they perform Indian dance and drumming. Skylar White Temple's grandfather was a rodeo competitor.
You know, you have the whole historical aspect of, you know, this being our land. I was talking to my daughter on the way here about this is where we're from. At the same time, it's also just a big family event. They don't do the carnival anymore, but our grandmas and grandpas have been over here for years.
Tia Jones is the daughter of rodeo president Terry Jones. She's a former rodeo princess and Miss Rodeo Oregon, but she's not sure how far she wants her son to go.
My 11-year-old is just starting to bull ride. I was hoping that maybe he would decide that wasn't such a great idea, but instead, it went exactly the opposite.
You say you were hoping it would go the other way because...
Well, I've tried to talk him into roping or something with a horse, but the rough stock is hard on moms, you know, watching your kiddo get on an animal that outweighs him by a few thousand pounds is a little nerve-wracking.
I asked that 11-year-old, though, and he's pretty adamant. He wants to be a bull rider. Runs in the family.
Now to the head. Right. Yeah, keep going.
I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.